Feeding the Hungry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
We have 1 in 5 children in Tennessee and 1 in 7 adults who are food insecure and don't know where their next meal is coming from.
For 30 years now, it's been a mission and her passion to help feed hungry Tennesseans. Janie Day, president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank of Middle Tennessee, says it's just not right to let our own people go hungry.
For me, it's deplorable. No child in this country, or no adult or senior, should ever have to go without food when there is so much food here that we can move to people who need it. Sometimes it's really all about logistics. It's about working with donors and partners who have the food.
Partnering with many groups has made a difference for Second Harvest, including their natural partnership with local farmers, the ones who grow our food in the first place.
So they are a critical solution to this problem. And farmers, just like anybody else, if they have seconds, once they've sold their first, if they have seconds, they want to help feed hungry people. And that can be so useful. And we can pick it up and move it quickly and get it back out into your community to feed hungry people.
Janie Day says this past year, in partnering with farmers within an 800-mile range of Nashville, they distributed over 1.5 million pounds of produce to the hungry. And anytime she can reach out and educate someone else on how serious the problem is, it makes a difference.
I think we get tied up in our lives and our businesses and our work and, you know, and everything that we do in our personal lives, and we don't think about it. If we have the ability to put food on our tables, we don't think twice about, oh, somebody next door to me may not be able to put food on their table. But once they feel it, they understand it, then they become our champion.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.